Hi, this is a Tradewind audio guide prepared for you so that you can make the most of your day. Please listen carefully to all of this audio guide as it contains essential information specifically for Yarraba School. Staff dress code. At Yarraba School, staff should dress professionally while considering comfort, practicality, and the specific needs of students. Students enter school at 8:50 a.m. and school starts at 9 a.m., with students finishing up at 3 p.m. CRTs should aim to arrive between 8:30 and 8:45, as most sections have a debriefing at 8:45 a.m. Parking and travel information. The school has a car park. There is also street parking. Just be aware of the parking restriction times. Yarraba is situated between two train stations, Aspendale and Mordialloc, on the Frankston line. Most people that use public transport travel to Mordialloc train station and take a 15 to 20 minute walk to Yarraba either along the street or via the bike path that runs along the creek. Upon arrival, check in at reception. You will need to sign in on the iPad. This will include submitting the details of your Working with Children's check or VIT registration. You will be given a lanyard with a fob to open doors and gates. When you arrive, you'll meet the school's friendly office staff. Lindy, Ibby and Kim will assist with getting you signed in. Laurie Davis, the assistant principal, is responsible for the daily organisation and will meet with you on your first shift. She is also available if you have any queries or concerns. CRT staff induction. Laurie Davis or Kim Taylor will meet with you on your first shift to conduct a general induction. If you could arrive a little earlier for your first shift at the school at 8:30 a.m, that would be ideal. Key information for a CRT. There is a profile flip book. These are on the walls in the classroom and these contain information about each student in the class. It's important to look through these before starting lessons. Planning and timetable information are also available, and the section leader will direct the CRT to these. Most sections have a morning briefing around staffing, duties, and any other housekeeping items for the day. Accessing student work for the day. The section leader and the Educational Support Staff Member, or ESO, will assist the CRT to access student work for the day. There are no marking expectations, but some CRTs write a small handover note to the classroom teacher. However, as there is an education support staff member in each room, sometimes two, they can pass information back to the regular teacher on the day. Guidelines for managing behaviour. We follow a trauma-informed practice at Yarraba. We understand that students and ourselves must be regulated before education. We maintain unconditional positive regard, or UPR, for students. We understand that behaviour is communication. We know that words and gestures matter. We know that children's learning is understood developmentally. Each student has a Basic Behaviour Support Plan, or BSP, and some students have an Escalation Management Plan, EMP. If a CRT is in a room with students that have an EMP, the section leader or education support will discuss this with the relief staff. If relief staff have any concerns or questions, they can then refer to the section leader. Our education support staff are an amazing resource and assist CRTs in every way they can. There is also information in the student profile flipbook related to individual student behaviour. Key staff members to be aware of and how to contact them, i.e. in an emergency, health and safety situation or for any behavioural concerns. Nurse Jess, the health and medical concerns, is on extension 168. Laurie Davis, the assistant principal and daily organiser, is on extension 163. And reception, Lindy, Kim or Ibby are on extension 181 or extension 183. Yard duty information. Refer to the section leader. You will generally have two breaks, a 15-minute morning break and a 30-minute lunch break. Use of technology. Please don't use mobile phones for personal matters while working with students. Staff are able to have mobile phones on them, and many staff use them for timer apps, etc., and sending and receiving Teams messages, which is the general way we communicate across the school during student time. Please be aware that mobile phones can be a trigger or a motivator for some students, and they may attempt to take a staff member's phone. It is strongly recommended that you leave phones in your bag or have them tucked away where students can't reach them. We hope that you enjoy your day at Yarrabah School, and as always, please reach out to your Tradewind consultant if there's anything you'd like to discuss following your workday.